with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, October 22nd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Coming up tonight on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're going to start the Class 4A Regional Volleyball postseason path as Lamar's community gets set to welcome in an Old Lakes Conference rival, the Spencer Tigers, for an opening round matchup. First serve is scheduled for 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with pregame coverage. You can catch all the postseason volleyball action right here on KLEM Radio as Lamar's plays host to Spencer. That's tonight at 7 o'clock, again right here on KLEM Radio. Well, last night, the Galen Catholic volleyball team got their tournament run off to a nice start with a three-set sweep of Siouxland Christian. Postseason volleyball, of course, brings some nervousness with the pressure of having just one match to keep your season alive. The Jays may have experienced that with some rough patches throughout the match, but head coach Dan Goebel was overall happy with their performance.
Siouxland Christian played a tough game, and they moved around a lot. They dug up a lot of balls, and that I think our girls played a little bit flat. I kind of expect a little bit more out of them to be moving and stuff, but it's first round regionals. I know they're excitable and just kind of nervous and such, and on the left side you saw I had three different hitters in, so there wasn't a lot of consistency as far as one person getting to play from game to game, but you know, I wanted them to all be in there and to give it a swing.
The change on the outside and the change in the middle has changed Galen Catholic's offense quite a bit here in the last week, switching from a 6-2 rotation to a 5-1 rotation, meaning freshman Addie Castle would be handling the setting duties exclusively. Coach Goebel says they're still working out the kinks, but he's pleased with where she's at right now.
I think we're picking it up overall. Addie's doing a fantastic job as our setter. I mean, she's figuring out that role pretty quickly. She had never run one before, so it's new for her. But I think some fine tweaking is what we need to do. But I'm totally confident in it. I think it's just a matter of time. We'll continue to refine it and to continue to perform better with that.
The Jay offense was sparked by Rizaya Sitzman, who finished in double figures with 10 kills, which deviated from the norm of Aurora Goebel leading the way. But three other Jays also joined Sitzman, having at least 4 kills in the matchup. Coach Goebel says that depth offensively makes them a dangerous team.
When we can get the ball all over the place, number one, that means our passes are good and or our setter is moving the ball around well, and then our hitters have to earn it. So I think they did a pretty good job overall of at least doing something with the balls, at least getting them over and making them have to work for it. So it's good to see that. Gives us more options and helps us to be a better team.
And the quarterfinal round will pick Galen Catholic against Trinity Christian in home. It'll be a rubber match with each side taking one from the other at various points in the season. Coach Goebel is hoping he sees more of the team that beat the Tigers last week than the team that lost to the Tigers 3 weeks ago.
We were a different team when we played them the first time. You know, we were a different team when we played them just recently. So I think they'll put up a good fight. I think if we play as well as we did last time, I think we can continue to outperform them and just run a stronger offense.
And the Jays are now 15-11 overall with the win. First serve will be Wednesday night, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You can listen to the match right here on KLEM Radio. Let's get you a recap of all of postseason volleyball from yesterday. Again, Galen Catholic's win over Siouxland Christian, 3-0. Scores of 25-16, 25-17, and 25-13. Addie Castle had 26 assists. Rizaya Sitzman with 10 kills. Aurora Goebel had 8 kills and 2 aces. She reached 800 career kills also in the win. She becomes the third Jay in school history to reach 800 career kills as Galen Catholic defeats Siouxland Christian 3-0. Also in Class 1A in Region 4, 11th-ranked Akron Westfield scored a 3-0 win over South O'Brien, 25-19, 25-14, and 25-19 the set scores. Remsen St. Mary's goes on the road, and they knock off George Little Rock last night, 3-0 in favor of the Hawks, 25-14, 25-23, and 25-20. And also, as we mentioned, Trinity Christian was a winner. They defeated Harris Lake Park 3-0 in regional opening round action. In the other half of that bracket, 4th-ranked Riverside dominated Whiting 3-0. It was West Monona over Woodbine 3-0. 14th-ranked East Mills swept away Heartland Christian 3-0. and St. Albert, a sweep winner over West Harrison, 3-0. In Class 1A in Region 7, Kingsley Pearson had their season come to an end. The Panthers fell to Boyer Valley, 3-0, 25-18, 25-21, and 25-17. Some good battles in those three sets. Also in that region, Newell Fonda defeated Storm Lake St. Mary's, 3-0. IKM Manning, a sweep over Woodbury Central, 3-0. Ninth-ranked River Valley with a sweep over Arweva. Belle Plaine, they swept English Valleys 3-0. Hillcrest Academy defeated Keota 3-0. And it was HLV defeating Iowa Valley 3-0. In Class 2A, Region 7, an opening round matchup in Marcus saw MMCRU move on to the next round of the postseason. They defeated Lawton Bronson 3-1. The Royals took the first two, 27-25 and 25-21, lost the third set, 25-19, but bounced back for a nice dominating fourth set win, 25-18, and the Royals will now get the Hinton Blackhawks coming up tomorrow night. Sibley O'Cheadon also scored a straight set sweep over West Sioux in that region, 3-0. The Generals will take on Boyden Hall in the next round. You can check out those postseason volleyball scores and some others from around the area by logging onto our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. We also have some rankings to bring to you, these updated rankings from the various governing bodies in the boys and girls realm. We'll start on the boys' side of the Iowa High School Athletic Association releasing their new set of football rankings, where in Class 8 player, the number one team in the state is the Lenox Tigers. Bishop Garrigan comes in at number 2. Don Bosco is ranked number 3. Remsen St. Mary's stays true at number 4. With no movement at the top, there is no room for the Hawks to move, seemingly, so they stay put at number 4. Gladbrook Rhinebeck is ranked number 5. Remsen St. Mary's district rival, who they beat earlier in the year, Woodbine, they're ranked number 7. Gretchen Terrell-Ruthven Ayrshire is ranked number 9. In Class A, West Hancock leads the way in the rankings. ACGC number 2, St. Ansgar comes in at number 3. Lisbon 4, Tri-Centers ranked number 5, just outside the top 5 would be the Galen Catholic Jays, they're ranked number 6, Woodbury Central comes in at number 10. Over to Class 1A, where Grundy Center leads the way as the number 1 team in the state. Dyke New Hartford comes in at number 2. The Hinton Blackhawks are ranked number 3 in Class 1A. Iowa City Regina 4. And South Hardin ranked number 5. OABCIG is ranked number 9. In Class 2A, West Lyon leads the way. It's PCM 2, Spirit Lake 3, Van Meter 4, and Kemper Catholic comes in at number 5. Then to the RPI rankings in Class 3A, Humboldt leads the way, Sergeant Bluff Luton 2, Wallert Catholic 3, Algona 4, and Williamsburg ranked number 5, Bishop Heelan's ranked number 8. It's MOC Floyd Valley, ranked number 12. In Class 4A, North Polk's the top team. Decorah 2, Pella 3, ADM 4, and Lewis Central ranked number 5. Spencer's ranked number 7. Fort Dodge comes in at number 13. Lamar's Community's just outside the top 16 at number 17, but right now holds the final playoff spot out of Class 4A District 1, so it potentially might not matter if the Bulldogs are not in a favorable spot in the RPI. In Class 5A, Bettendorf leads the way there. Iowa City Liberty 2, Dowling Catholic 3, Johnston 4, Linmar's ranked number 5, Sioux City East is ranked number 8. You can check out those rankings in their entirety by logging on to our website. That's KLEM1410.com. On now to the final set of volleyball rankings that came out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Class 1A sees Ankeny Christian lead the way there. St. Ansgar 2, Holy Trinity Catholic 3, Riverside 4, North Tama ranked number 5. River Valley's ranked number 9. Akron Westfield remains in the same spot. The Westerners ranked number 11 heading into the postseason. Class 2A, Denver's the top team. It's Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 2, Beckman Catholic 3, Dyke New Hartford 4, and Applington Parkersburg number 5. The Hinton Blackhawks are up 3 spots this week. They are ranked number 7 heading into the tournament. Boyden Hall is ranked number 11, although the Comets will still technically be the top seed in Hinton's region in Class 2A. Over to Class 3A, Mount Vernon leads the way there. Western Christian Christian 2, West Delaware 3, it's Waller Catholic 4, and Kemper Catholic number 5, Sioux Center ranked number 7, Cherokee ranked 9th. Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier leads the way. Bishop Heelan is ranked number 2. Lamars might play the Crusaders here later this week if they can take care of Spencer tonight. North Scott 3, Clear Creek Amana 4, and Pell is ranked number 5. Sergeant Bluff Luton is 12th, and MOC Floyd Valley is number 13. Finally, in Class 5A, Pleasant Valley's the top team in volleyball. Ankeny Centennial 2, Ankeny 3, Dowling Catholic 4, and Indianola's ranked number 5, with Sioux City East ranked number 12. And those volleyball rankings can be found in their entirety as well. Check those out at KLEM1410.com. On now to the sports schedule for today. Postseason volleyball continues along in Class 4A Region 2, where the Spencer Tigers come to town to take on Lamar's Community. We'll have that contest for you here on KLEM with first serve at 7 o'clock, coverage beginning at 6:45. The other side of the region bracket has Fort Dodge at Storm Lake. In Class 3A Region 2, Estherville Lincoln Central is at Western Christian, Algona's at Spirit Lake, Clarion Goldfield Dows is at Forest City, and Garner Mayfield Ventura is at Humble. In Class 3A Region 6, Okoboji is at Sioux Center. Southeast Valley's at OABCIG. It's Eagle Grove at Cherokee, and Sheldon is at Unity Christian. In Class 4A Region 5, Boone's at Webster City. Winner gets Sergeant Bluff Luton. Dennison Schleswig's at Carroll, and the winner gets Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Over to Class 5A in Region 4, where Sioux City West is at Sioux City North. And in Class 5A Region 6, it's Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Make sure you tune in tonight to high school volleyball as Lamar's Community takes on the Spencer Tigers. First serve at 7 o'clock, and you can catch it right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.